someone said in the question about the combination of checkpoint inhibitors and chemotherapy. Is that being looked at in gastric cancer?
Yes, it is being looked at in gastric cancer. We don't have data yet.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense, yes.
Also, in terms of other new things, we saw some data on TAS-102 in gastric cancer. What do we know about that?
Yeah, so TAS-102 actually had a phase 3 study, which was reported out to be positive. And I think we'll see data probably at ESMO this year. It's a phase 3 study in a later line setting. And, you know, it makes sense. I mean, TAS-102 is a fluoropyrimidine. It is not cross-resistant to 5-FU, which is one of the mainstays of gastric cancer therapy in combination with platinum agents or irinotecan, etc. So it does make sense that TAS-102 has some activity in a later line setting when you compare it to a placebo.
Interesting. How about regorafenib? There were some phase 2 data looking at that in gastric cancer.
Yeah, regorafenib also has activity based on phase 2 data, the INTEGRATE study, an Australian gastrointestinal tumor study group study, Australia plus Korea. They have very impressive data in terms of progression-free survival, and it's again being tested in a phase 3 study right now against best supportive care / placebo. You know, it gets crowded in this field. Now, when you look at, you have chemotherapy, standard chemotherapy that works, paclitaxel, irinotecan, ramucirumab, in addition to paclitaxel, you have checkpoint inhibitors, pembrolizumab, nivolumab, TAS-102, a cytotoxic agent, and regorafenib likely showing activity in a phase 3 study, the INTEGRATE 2 study. It's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out in terms of sequencing in the end.
So another agent that we talked about that's in development that looks pretty interesting is andacaliximib, a monoclonal antibody. Can you explain what that is and what we know about it?
That's the MMP9 inhibitor, which is kind of a revival of these matrix metalloproteinase inhibitors, because they were on vogue when I did my preclinical studies about 20 years ago, interfering with tumor host interaction. And there are some interesting data, which I would like to see confirmed in larger randomized studies. I'm a little bit skeptical because MMP9 inhibitors have been tried in various malignancies and in gastric cancer, colorectal cancer, pancreas cancer, and actually in breast cancer and lung cancer, and none of these studies was positive. Why would this antibody all of a sudden be positive? Or is it just a fluke? You know, because if you run 20 trials, one of them might actually have a p-value below 0.05.